Hey everyone, this is your boy Daily News from the Real Dream Podcast. On behalf of Duke Mailman and I, we want to thank all of you guys for listening to us and supporting us. If you like what you hear, please follow us on our social media pages. We're at The Real Dream Podcast on Facebook. We're at TRDcast on Twitter and Instagram. And if that's not enough for you, look us up on Linktree at linktree.com/TRDcast. Thank you all for the support and enjoy the episode. Welcome to the Real Dream Podcast. I'm your host, Daily News. I'm with my boys, Duke and Mailman. How y'all doing today, fellas?
What up, man?
What's up, everybody?
Oh, man. We got some topics that are near and dear to us. Our first topic of the day actually comes from a personal situation that I witnessed, man. So, long story short, I have a big family. I'm the oldest of six kids right now. And my youngest brother and, you know, my mom got into it. After his game, he had lost the district, his district finals. And so he didn't get to the championship, a lot of emotions, things like that. And him and my mom start talking and he explodes just with all this rage and frustration and everything and things like that. And it just got me thinking about how people deal with their emotions, right? And deal with the conflict and how you address that, right? And so I just wanted to put this out there to everyone, man. How do you deal with emotions when it pertains to things like conflict and stuff like that? So yeah, so I'll start this one, man, just because it being personal, man. One of the things that I've realized is that specifically minorities.
I'm sorry. What word was that? Specifically.
Specifically. Hey, specifically. I can't win with y'all motherfuckers. If I pronounce it too much, y'all be like, why you enunciating your T's? And when I be like, I be like, motherfucker, what?
Hey, anybody gonna have something to say when you saying specifically?
Yeah, exactly.
Man can't get right off of a life, boy.
That nigga says specifically.
So anyway, specifically, black people or minorities, but people in general, one of the things I noticed is that, and that I've been addressing, especially with my kid, is that being raised, I don't think most of us was taught how to deal with emotions. Specifically, I mean, you see people have say like, oh, I am who I am and you're going to have to deal with it. And if I get emotional and that's it and everything, that's not how you deal with your emotions. And with this situation specific, I keep saying this word. I don't know why this. Why I keep want to put this in a word in the thing. With this situation, I know. I just said like eight times already. We just started, man. I don't know what the hell's wrong with me. With this situation, man, it was just he had held in all his emotions and things like that to the point where he exploded, and then it causes conflict. And it's like that's not going to fix the situation. But you see that so much with people not knowing how to address and deal with these emotions. And it's been something I've been trying to work with my daughter and everything like that. And it's just, man, it's a struggle. And I don't necessarily know if I myself am perfect with dealing with my own emotions, because I just ignore them a lot of the times. But I think emotional management is what I want to call it, right? Dealing with your emotions in a positive way where you can address your emotions and still be a productive person instead of holding it in or just letting it out recklessly is just really important, and it's something that people are neglecting nowadays.
No doubt. Like, I'll go next on this one. So I think I've said this before. Emotions are basically energy in motion, emotion. Right. And when I look at emotions as being like on a wheel, right? And that wheel turns, it's constantly turning based on whatever your mood is, right? So at the top of the wheel, you got anger. The bottom of the wheel, you got sadness. So over here, you have happiness. Over here, you got sadness or whatever the emotion is that you're feeling. But it's basically like a wheel. And at the top of it is going to correlate with the direct opposite of that wheel. So meaning that if you're feeling anger, usually you're feeling that anger because it's based on something else deeper, right? So like picture it like this, we'll say kids in school, for instance, or let's say the parent tells their son or daughter that, hey, I'm taking your video game. Well, why did you, and that made them angry. So why did she take your video game? Well, because I was acting up at school. Well, why were you acting up at school? Well, because I wanted to look cool in front of the other kids. Well, why do you want to look cool in front of other kids? Why is that important to you? Well, because I want to be accepted. So, you know what I'm saying? That anger from losing his video games stemmed all the way from his acceptance, wanting to be accepted at school. So what I'm saying is there's always a deeper meaning or something else that's happening or going on, and your emotions that you're feeling at that time is a direct result of something else that happened, right? Mm-hmm. Y'all following me? Yeah. And so if we know that that's the thing and we want to get out of the, let's say, negative emotion that we're feeling, we have to go turn that wheel until it rotates into that point to where we're feeling an emotion that we are happy with, right? Mm. And so the way that I tend to deal with my emotions is I first try to think about, first off, what it is that I want to say before I actually say it, so, especially when it comes to conflict, because I know if I don't think about what I'm going to say, and if I say something out of anger that's going to potentially hurt somebody or ruin a relationship that I don't necessarily want to ruin, then I'll try to make sure that I choose my words carefully. And that way that I still get my point across and that I don't hurt somebody's feelings in the process, but or cause a confrontation, you know what I'm saying, in the process because I didn't think about what it is that I was going to say first or choose my words first before I actually start saying some things. But emotions are freaking a thing that I think young, adult, old, we all kind of struggle with. I got invited to be a speaker last Monday at a youth group. It's for juvenile delinquents type of thing where I didn't know I was going to be the guest speaker. I got presented it on like a last minute thing and I got invited to talk to him. And like I did my little spew and kind of told him about my life or whatnot. And then at the very end of it, I asked everyone in the building, like, have they been taught how to manage their emotions? And when I looked around the room, every head in the room went down. And then one lady out of the room said, well, that's a no. And like you got to remember now, there's kids as young as 13 in there and adults as old as, you know what I'm saying, 50 something years old in the room. And every head in there was held down because it's not being taught how to deal with emotions, how a person should deal with their emotions in any kind of situation, whether it's a good situation or bad situation. I think that is something that the world is sorely lacking on, is how to deal with that energy in motion, which is emotion.
It's a lack, man. It's a lack of teaching. It's a lack of importance. You know what I mean? I think one of the things that frustrate me is when people like they talk about how they are emotional, or they talk about their emotions. Oh, and you have to deal with it. You gotta accept who I am because sometimes I go off the rails, and sometimes I get hot-headed, and that's not a thing that's supposed to happen. That's just you lacking that control, that ability to deal with your emotions. And so you just let them out, and that's not a productive way.
I've said this before, like in previous episodes, that like, no, somebody does not have to deal with somebody that has poor emotional management skills. You know what I mean? And for me, like that is something that I find so unattractive in people is, you know what I'm saying, when they can't they have the inability to control their emotions. You know what I mean? And like, I find that unattractive in myself when that happens. That's why I try to work so hard on, you know, finding balance in my life and trying to balance, you know what I'm saying? And actually, you know, get in tune with my emotions and find out why is I'm feeling these things, you know what I'm saying? And why it causes me to maybe lash out or something like that. But I rarely ever find myself just lashing out at someone, but I will go into nature or something like that in a secluded area. And if I'm angry, just scream that my fucking head out. Like, this is the thing, the practice that I've been doing here lately. Like, let's say I got a problem with you, News, right? Mm-hmm. I'm just using you for an example. Yeah. Like, let's say I got a problem with you. So what I'll do is for 60 seconds, I will just say all the nasty, meanest, hard shit, that angry shit that I want to say to you, but not directly to you, you know, just in my head. For 60 seconds, I'll set a time and I'll say all that fucked up, nasty, mean shit. And then after that, for the next 60 seconds, I'll say everything that I want to say to you from a place of understanding. Mm-hmm. Of not just understanding my feelings, but of understanding your feelings and the situation at hand. That's the new practice that I've been doing. And when I tell you, it feels like a fucking burden has been lifted off of me every time I fucking do that. It's fucking unreal.
So let me get this straight. Before we switch to Duke, you be talking shit in your head about me?
You gonna say that shit? No, I'm using you for an example.
I know.
But you know what I'm saying? If I was mad at you, yeah, I'd be like, fuck that nigga and his haircut. I don't give a fuck about that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever it is that I'm feeling. But that's how, you know what I'm saying, I get my emotions out. I get those feelings out, you know what I'm saying, by going through that. And I do it for 60 seconds at a time. And you know what I'm saying? And just all, it don't matter how nasty and fucked up it is, just get that shit out. And then right after you finish that, set that time again, and you say all the things that you want to say to that person from a place of understanding. And then the next time you go, you see that person or go to talk to them, you've been already said the nasty shit, you know what I'm saying, and the good positive, and you can actually have a conversation with them and try to work on, you know what I'm saying, de-escalating or having a better understanding and working through your issues with each other without it getting violent or, you know what I'm saying, having a rage moment.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I hear that. What about you, Duke, man? How you feel about this whole dealing with your emotions?
First off, both of you motherfuckers talk way too much. That's first.
Fuck you, man. Fuck you. Right now. Fuck you. Fuck you, man.
We talk all for about 20 damn minutes.
Yeah, all right.
Good Lord. Yeah. But no, I hear what both of y'all saying. For me, first, I'll answer the question, which is how I deal with it. For me, I got to take a step back because when that Jersey Devil come out, because I am from Jersey, I got a sharp ass tongue. And when I go for the juggler. So for me, I got to take a step back and really think about that, where I've said before, listening to understand. So instead of me thinking about how I'm going to get you, and I'm going to hit you hard with this response right quick because you done hurt me. So now I want to hurt you. I take a step back and try to listen to what it is that you're saying. Now, I may not agree with it. I mean, the reason why we're in an argument at this moment is because I don't agree with what you're saying. But by me listening to it, it allows me to understand a little better. So then when I do come out, I'm not hitting you with that juggler. I'm hitting you with more knowledge and more understanding. So that's how I personally have started to deal with stuff like that, because especially in my line of work, I come across a lot of motherfuckers that you know, I just want to reach over and shake the shit out of them or choke the shit out of them. So I got to deal with that because, you know, I got bills to pay. I got bills to pay. So I got to make sure that, you know what I'm saying, I still can stay employed.
Yeah.
So that's for me, that's what it is. It's just, and everybody's different too. So, you know, that's why it's hard to teach someone to deal with anger, because everyone is different. Even our children are different from us. So we have to figure out, well, help them figure out, I should say, what's best for them to deal with it instead of keeping it inside, to where all of a sudden you get this emotional outburst that comes out, whether that be a bunch of, you know, hollering or cursing or, you know what I'm saying, crying, whatever the case may be, to try to avoid that situation. Us knowing our children as well as we do, that's how you help someone, whether it be your child or a friend or, you know, a foe, whatever. That's how you, the best way to try to help somebody deal with it is getting to know them. So then you can help, and then you guys can come together to figure out what's the best way for them to deal with it. Because, you know, another way is, of course, you could be a motherfucker and hit a motherfucker with another motherfucker. So,
I knew that. I like how you did that. You got to hit a motherfucker with a motherfucker.
I'm just saying. Y'all know me forever. So y'all know I used to be like that, but all right, motherfucker, I'm gonna get your ass. Whether that be I'm gonna fuck with you mentally or physically, whatever it may be. That was me when I was 20 something years old. You know 20, what I'm saying? 30. That's not me no more.
Yeah, no.
You know.
So man, we ain't gonna even talk about how I was 20 exactly. years ago.
Yeah. How when I you deal. Think back, yeah, that's Ooh. What I mean. Shit, you I figured out a better years way ago. To deal with it.
Hey,
you
figured 10 out years a ago. Way. I was a That's motherfucker what, when yeah. it came to fuck. I'm like, fuck you, motherfucker. I put exactly. the man in your life and every goddamn mm-hmm. thing. I want all the smoke. All
exactly.
I think one of the blessings that we all have is time, because time has kind of taught mm-hmm. us that we can't continue.
And that's not given. Life.
Yeah, no, it's not.
That's not given.
It has taught us that mm-hmm. we don't have the freedom to just go off the rails, man, and not deal with our emotions in a positive way, man. And I'm glad we got that experience now and can help teach our kids lessons on how to do it at an earlier age, so they don't have to struggle through it growing up like we did.
Yeah, because I really honestly truly feel the key to understanding your emotions is understanding where they come from. You know what I'm saying? And what's causing them. And if you can understand what it is that's causing the emotion that you're feeling, you know, it'll help you better manage how to deal with it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Everything
comes from communication. Communication is the key in damn near everything. Because if you don't communicate, you don't listen, you don't understand what somebody else is coming from, y'all are never going to get to that end point that you want to. You're never going to reach that goal that you want to reach. Mm-hmm. So it all comes down to communication.
And communicating with yourself too. Like I have mm-hmm. conversations with myself all the fucking time. Yeah, I know it might sound a little fucking crazy, but guess what?
What do y'all talk about? Just out of curiosity.
I talk about shit like, you know what I'm saying, what's my purpose in life, or where I'm headed in my life, where do I want to be going with my life, what, you know what I'm saying, decisions are going to be best for me and my daughter, you know, typical shit like that.
Okay, so just kind of more like a self-affirmation thing.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Just, you know what I'm saying, chopping it up with myself, you know?
Yeah. As long as you ain't answering yourself, you good.
Yeah.
You good. Yeah. Don't be answering. Don't be having a full blown conversation.
You be like, hey, what up, nigga? I'm good, man. How you doing?
Don't be going like that, but I do be like, you know what I'm saying, checking in with my emotions. Like, okay, how am I feeling right now? You know what I'm saying? What am I feeling in this moment? Okay, I'm feeling kind of peaceful. So, you know what I'm saying? This must be how I'm doing right now. Goddamn.
Good. You gotta check in with yourself. Like Duke says, man, you gotta make sure your star play is right. So, all right, man, we're gonna take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Hey, everyone. Not too long ago, we had the lovely Bahia Shabazz on one of our episodes to talk to us about Brown Girls Do Invest. Brown Girls Do Invest is a nonprofit organization established to educate women to invest in stocks, real estate, and to acquire multiple lines of income, while encouraging women to invest and build a diverse financial portfolio. Brown Girls Do Invest develops money management skills and positive behavior in middle school and high school children, as well as the working class woman, to improve opportunities to build that diverse portfolio. Brown Girls Do Invest offers a year-round education, community-based programs, educational meetings, financial literacy programs, and even a mentorship program. Definitely check out browngirlsdoinvest.com and also on their Twitter and Facebook at Brown Girls Do Invest for more information. Thanks for listening and enjoy the rest of the episode.
And we're back to the Real Dream Podcast. We're on to a second topic of the day, and we're talking about a video that came across social media, man, about it was posted from Steve Harvey's site, and man, we're going to talk about it. He's talking to the audience about your dreams and things like that. And so I'm just going to play the video and get the fellas to react to it.
If you want to kill a big dream, tell it to a small-minded person. God has shown you some amazing stuff in your life that you thought was brilliant, Then you took it to your friends and your family and you shared it with them and they shot it down. You know why they shot it down? Because they couldn't see it. You know why they couldn't see it? Because God didn't show it to them. He showed it to you. Your imagination is real, man.
This is a quick video, man, about your dreams and about how you have them and they're for you. How do you guys feel about that?
I'll start this one. I agree 100%. You got to be around like-minded people. We've kind of said this before, before our video days. It is if you, when you look around in your circle, if you're not surrounding yourself with like-minded people that want to do great things, you're around the wrong people. If you're around people that want to stand still, you're around the wrong people. If you're the one that's standing still, you're the wrong person. You know what I'm saying? So I agree with that 100%. You got to be with people that want to do things in life like you want to do things in life. And y'all help each other progress through this and do better. I mean, we're an example of it. When we first met each other, ain't nobody had no car. Nope. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody was paying, nobody was significantly paying rent. Like we were struggling paycheck to paycheck, all types of shit. You know what I'm saying? So we all had to build from the ground up and we all helped each other and pushed each other to do that. So I agree with that 100%.
Mm-hmm. I feel that. What about you, Mailman?
So when I listened to this video clip, I heard him talk about how you can bring your dreams to other people and, they not understand it or not get it or not support you in that type of thing. And so it kind of made me feel like, me with my spirituality and, things like that is how, I might can bring people to it or talk about it to people. But, for the most part, a lot of people will either gravitate to it or shoot it down. But what really hit home for me was him being around people and they don't share your dream. It's one of those things where I feel like it's kind of like with the crystals, with you guys, you guys don't, particularly, care for crystals or get involved with crystals, but y'all have never once shot me down for it. And then he was like, God may have given you that dream, but he didn't give it to them. And that kind of stood out to me too, though. It was like, we got to understand that, not everybody's going to get it. And you have to be comfortable and secure enough with yourself to know that if you do something, if God put something on your heart to do it, go ahead and shoot for it and do that, no matter who around you and that might not get it because they're not going to get it because God didn't put it on them for them to get it. So don't let others around you discourage you from following your dreams. That's kind of like what I got from the clip.
That was beautiful.
Yeah, 100%. Definitely. We all have stuff that is our vision, but the other two people might not understand it or get it, but never once has any of us shot anybody down for anything that they've wanted to do, So 100% I agree with that,
Yeah, I think
go ahead. I'm done.
I think the biggest thing is that, like I said, our mindset, and I think we've said this in previous episodes, is that if you are moving forward, then we are happy for you. I don't care what direction you are going. It's that you are moving forward in your purpose, right? And whether that be Duke with his businesses, mine with my healthcare, or yours with your personal businesses or spirituality, that step forward, that growth is what really matters, right? The fact that every day exactly. I look at us and we have conversations, it's like, okay, my boys, my brothers are still better than they were last week. And that's I think that's the thing that we focus on really with each other when it comes to our dream. You gotta be careful who you share your dreams with, because there are people, it's not like you said, it's not for everyone. There's people that's just sole goal is to put it down. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like this. Well, because this is why conflicts arise as well. This is because, people that share different ideas and about doing certain things, one person's not willing to give up, you know, ground on this or that or whatever. And that's kind of what leads to conflict is because, oh, well, you don't see things the way I see things. I'm right. You're wrong. Now we, you know, say in a conversation instead of, you know, like maybe agreeing to disagree or just saying, hey, you know, saying that's not for me. I don't believe that, you know what I'm saying? No disrespect to you or, you know what I'm saying? No shade towards you on your beliefs. I'm not going to discourage you from believing in what you believe in, but, you know, I don't share that belief, but I still fuck with you. You know what I mean? Like, and that's the way I think shit should be.
Yeah, that's just closed-minded people think like that. You know what I'm saying? Yep. When you're closed-minded, you don't want to hear nobody else's suggestions. You don't want to hear nothing because you think you got it all because you closed-minded. And you stunt your own growth when you're closed-minded like that, when you think like that. So you always got to be open-minded. Even if you, like I said, even if you don't necessarily agree with what the person is saying, at least let them say what they need to say, because you might get something, a little nugget from what they're saying that might help you with your beliefs and your thinking and your goals too. So always be receptive when people are talking around you, period. You know, just be receptive yeah. to that.
Yeah, they got a saying in the spiritual community is like, take what resonates with you, leave what doesn't.
Yep.
I love that saying.
100%.
Yeah, man.
I mean, go ahead, News.
It's the world we live in now, right? Where like there's a lot of political divide, there's a lot of belief divide and things like that. In America, we've gotten away a lot from the whole idea of okay, cool. What is your background? What do you how did you grow up? How do I understand what you've been through that affects your decision and your belief, and then just correlate that to each other, man. And it's sad. And it's when you look at the global or scheme of things.
Well, because if you think about dealing with an atheist, right? I'm saying even that belief of not having a belief in God is still a belief. You know what I mean? Like everybody has some form of a belief system. And I think that's those different beliefs and things like that is what makes the world such a beautiful place. Because if you think about it like this, if everybody thought the same, talked the same, believed the same, acted the same, this world would be so fucking boring. There would be no room for creativity, no spark for anything new. You know what I mean? It would become stagnant, rigid, and stale. You know what I mean? And I don't know about you guys, but I don't want to live in a world like that. I want to see us all still creating, having new ideas, developing new ideas and new concepts. And you know what I mean? The human race, we all as a people just study elevating to a higher and higher level. That's my personal belief.
Unless you believe the earth is flat. I don't fuck with you.
Oh, shit. See, there you go. This is somebody's beliefs. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Right
now. No.
Hey, flat earthers. Y'all believe what y'all want to believe. Goddamn it. You know what I'm saying? A person's perspective becomes their reality. You know what I mean? And who am I to challenge what your reality is? Because your truth is your truth.
Science. You know what I mean? Science. That's how you combat your reality. Science. That's look. I agree with you on everything, but them flat earthers, boy. That does shit make no. How you get to China?
Hey, this is why I say perception, you know what I'm saying, is reality for a lot of people, is because when, like, I was talking to Duke the other day at his spot, and I was like, you know, people think Russia is so far off from America, but it's our fucking neighbor. Russia is our fucking neighbor. That's a part of fucking Alaska where you can look from the coast of Alaska and see Russia.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, but you ask anybody else because they're looking at the maps that they've been shown and shit like that, and they think Russia is like, you know what I'm saying, so far off and removed from us here in America when it's not.
No,
it's not. You can fucking literally go to Alaska and look at fucking Russia.
I will say this. I perceive myself as 6'2". So I'm going to let y'all look at your face. Look at your face. You just gonna go like, that's your perception is reality. I don't knock it. I perceive myself 6'2".
Yeah, but we can clearly see that you're not. You know what I'm saying? So you are disconnected from reality with that. That's called disillusion. You know what I'm saying? And your motherfucker is delusional if you think you're 6 foot tall.
So I think I'm six inches taller.
You can think that shit all you want to.
Well, motherfucker thinking the earth is flat on the top, on the back of a turtle. They just, it's just their perspective.
What? No, because your motherfucking ass, we can look at you and clearly see that you're not 6 foot fucking tall.
And I can look at
Earth and clearly see that it's not rounded or that it's not flat. Can we look at it and see? Or are we going based off the images that someone else has showed us?
No, no. We are going off strict science. It's not like images, satellite. Technology, people traveling, flight patterns, everything that would constitute gravity and rotation and the orbits around the world. This and then so you and then
all this information that you got from an outside source.
I'm sorry.
Created your reality, right?
I'm sorry. Does flat earthers not get they information from an outside source?
Did they just
boom. Oh shit, I've been enlightened.
No, they took a camera, they flew it up into the air and looked there and spanned it around, and everything that they could see was flat. So
that's the satellite. Nigga, you just described the satellite.
I'm just saying, those images can be doctored.
Oh boy. I'm just going to let y'all go ahead.
Exactly. Now you see what I'm saying. Everybody's perspective is different. You know what I'm saying? Based on where they getting their fucking information from.
I'm only going to forgive you because I know you don't believe in flat Earth. I know you don't believe it. And I know you're trying to be addicted. So I love you.
Oh shit. I'm just trying to play devil's advocate.
I know what you're doing is getting my blood boiling. Well,
here y'all go. I'm gonna get y'all back together.
All right, come on with it.
I dislike anime. The both of you love anime. There you go. Y'all love each other again.
Right.
I ain't never stopped loving that.
I know.
I fuck with anime.
I know y'all do. So. I know. I ain't never gonna understand it, but that's y'all thing. So I don't crush your dreams. I let you live your dreams.
In my defense about anime, you know, I'm gonna help you understand a little bit about anime, Duke. Just a little bit.
You can go ahead and try.
If you can't understand this, then like you have no soul as a human being. The reason why I like anime is because even though it's fictional, you know what I'm saying, and this is, but somebody thought that up. And when what they like to do in anime a lot of the times, and most of the ones that I watch in a way, is the storyline has some type of development to the character, and they always try to teach some life values in a lot of the animes that I watch. Like take Naruto, for example. It's a story about a fucking kid who's been ostracized from the entire village, but his one goal is to become leader of that entire village. You know, and he, through the course of however many episodes it is, he actually ends up becoming the leader of this village. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, the story behind a person that, you know, it's almost like that rags to riches shit, you know what I mean? Somebody coming from nothing, you know what I'm saying? But not only did he come from nothing, have no parents, nobody around him, nothing, you know what I'm saying? They still strive to be the very best that they could be. And I don't know nobody that can't fuck with that.
I don't need to watch it in cartoon form. That's cool, though.
But you understand it, though, right?
Of course. Like I said, that's just not my thing. That's all. That's right? Y'all's thing. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
So you're right. honestly, I'm pretty sure that Japan just does anime because it's cheaper to draw someone jumping off a building and shooting stuff out of the hands.
No, because with CGI and shit now, you know what I'm saying? You can do all that shit from a computer, you know what I mean?
And it's
actually drawing, it takes more time
and effort anyway, because like a lot of times to draw it and to get actually into a actual motion picture, you know, it takes, you know, drawing each scene frame by frame. So each movement, you know what I'm saying, frame by frame. You understand what I'm saying? So there's a lot more work that goes into actually creating anime than it does to actually shoot a live film.
But it's cheaper than real people. It's cheaper than paying someone $20 million to jump off a building.
Yeah. I don't know nobody that's fucking jumping off fucking buildings.
So, all right.
You can't pay me enough for that shit.
You can pay me enough.
No, you can't pay me enough to jump off no motherfucking building. Nope. That shit is not happening.
All right, man. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Hey, everyone. We're excited to announce our partnership with Greenlight. Our Greenlight card. Yeah.
Hold on. I wrote a commercial. You want to hear it? Here you go. Greenlight. Because I use it and they're paying me for it. Right. Cha-ching. Bam, dude. There you go.
And that's commercial. All right. Back to the show.
And we're back to the Real Dream Podcast. We're on to our third topic of the day.
On the next episode of Ratchet News. Me. Let's get ratchet.
What a motherfucker. What a motherfucker.
Nope. I cut it off. Yep, I cut it off.
Oh, shit, okay.
Switch it up a little bit. It's all right. Yep.
Okay. I was waiting on that motherfucker. I guess we get no motherfuckers today, guys.
No Samuel alone.
All right.
Nope, all right.
I gotta mix it up.
But now that I know that the people want it, I'll probably bring it back. We'll skip it this time.
I swear to God, I told somebody at work the other day, I was like, we got our third segment called Ratchet News. That bitch started chuckling immediately. Just from hearing what the segment was called. Intro is fucking hilarious. So I think we got a new viewer.
Come on. What we doing? All right,
man, let's go. Okay, so our Ratchet News today deals with one of my favorite people in the world, Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith. So
Here we go with this. Before we get into this,
I'm going to be good.
Do a close-up on my face right now.
Huh?
Do a close-up on my face.
On both our faces.
I am appalled that y'all don't have faith in me. I am appalled. Don't have faith. I don't care if you're Jill or Samuel or Scott or none of this shit. I'm appalled.
See, this is exactly why I say shit like that. That's exactly why motherfuckers didn't know you was from the East Coast, right there.
You ain't never heard that.
Right there.
Appalled.
It ain't no niggas walking around talking about I'm appalled. Not one.
Friday, that's where I got it from.
I'm so appalled. Yeah.
He was like, I'm appalled. Exactly. So appalled. Like, no, you not. You a nigga that steal. You don't remember Friday after that?
Yeah. They made fun of that motherfucker too when he said it.
Exactly.
He's like, you ain't appalled. You a nigga that steal. So let's get into it, man. As a summary, Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith was on a red carpet celebrating his role in the movie King Richard. That movie that is set to win.
Oh, it's good.
Oh, yeah, it is. It is a
great movie. I haven't seen this one yet.
It's about Venus and Serena. Yeah, it's about Venus and Serena's dad.
Yeah.
It's on HBO Max.
I'm
going
to check that out.
Will Smith plays their father that ended up pushing them into tennis and pushing them further to become the women that they are today. And so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The sisters even signed off on it, man. They were part of the project. It was really dope. And so it was really cool. A good movie. I suggest all our listeners watch it. Anyway, they're on the red carpet. This movie is set to win multiple awards. And I don't know if you know Laverne Cox. She is a social media and just a famous, you know, interviewer and publicist and, you know, person that's in the media and things like that, especially when it comes to celebrities and gossip and things like that. And she put their business on the red carpet and it's been getting her a lot of slack. So I'm gonna go ahead and play.
Hold up. What's her name again?
Laverne Cox.
And you said that C word with some gusto to it too, motherfucker. I really fuck with me about that shit.
That wasn't me, that y'all. That wasn't me, that y'all. Hey. I was gonna let it pass. I was letting you it pass.
Okay.
I was letting it pass.
Okay. Full disclosure, Laverne Cox is a transsexual.
Yes.
So that's why I was probably unintentionally putting a little bit more emphasis.
Oh, my fucking God, dude. Oh, no, man. No. Oh, my God.
I ain't do it on purpose. I'm not for real.
You just said
if it's the person I'm thinking about, isn't she on Orange Is the New Black? Is that her? Is that the chick?
I don't know.
Or was she? I don't know. I think she was. Her name sounds familiar.
It was the
she was on
the black chick from that did the hair on Orange Is the New Black.
He found a reason to talk shit about Jada Pinkett Smith.
Yeah,
so we're gonna exactly go ahead and let.
I have not talked shit yet. In all fairness,
you're about to, so I'm gonna go ahead and let you take the floor.
Yeah, go ahead and handle this one.
You want me to handle this?
Yes, you go ahead. This is all you, Pippa. We're gonna let you get that shit on out now.
Might as well. We just talked about dealing with conflict and emotion, so you go ahead. You just go ahead.
You go ahead. You got 60 seconds.
I think it's fucked up that you know. We all got shit going on, and you're gonna put their business out there on the street like that. Like they on the red carpet. Don't
put their business on the street.
She ain't put their business out on the street. They motherfuckers put their business out on the street with that entanglement shit.
But you ain't gotta bring it up all like you know what I mean all the time. It's not that big of a
deal. Yeah, you do. Fuck that shit. Yeah, you do. Bring it up. Who gives a fuck? You know what I mean? Like honestly, who really gives a fuck now? Oh, I know. You.
I am not talking any negativity about that lovely couple. But
shut the fuck up. Shut
you can't even say her name. What's her name?
Say it all.
Who? That sounds like Zeta. I don't know my name's Zeta.
He said set it off.
Set it off. What's her name? What's her name, News? Say it.
Jada.
Not your sister.
Anyway, what's a fool name?
The Smiths. Look, man, you got your own shit.
Go ahead and let it out. Go ahead and say what you need to say.
You got something to say about that motherfucking entanglement shit. Go ahead, fucking say something. Hold up, news. What is all this entanglement stuff? I don't even know what this entanglement thing is about.
Oh, so for those who don't know.
What's that entanglement?
You're right.
What is that?
For those who don't know, Will Smith and Jada Smith was helping August, what's his name? And
I'll see him. Say his name.
Yeah, August.
Say his name.
Yeah, I'm trying. Look.
Say my name.
Didn't they call him Augie or some shit? Didn't they call him Augie?
Yeah.
There you go. Damn. So go ahead and talk about Augie.
Augie was an R&B rapper and singer who basically stayed with
the entanglements.
Came out with a couple of hits.
That's when you tangle with the sheets.
You know the song?
Yes.
Oh,
damn right.
Nope, I don't.
No, we don't. We don't know anything about this entanglement business. Come on, why don't you enlighten us about this entanglement business?
So, yeah, during this time period, you know, Jada had an affair with August. It is what it is. And then it got out in the public. So instead of her doing a red table talk, she had Will Smith do the red table talk and basically interview her as far as what happened. And she described their sexual encounters as an entanglement instead of an affair. And that's where the term entanglement comes from. And they talked about it. And so that is an entanglement.
So how you feel about the situation?
Yeah, now tell us what you really feel. You know what I'm saying?
Tell them why you mad, son. Tell them why you mad.
Get it off your chest. Get it off your chest, man. Get it off your chest.
All right, fine. Fine, fuck that bitch, okay? Shit. Y'all wanted it then. I'm trying really good. Look, y'all, I was trying really good to not talk about this bitch. Nah, fuck it all. Don't get mad at someone bringing your business out there and you gonna interview the motherfucker and have him crying that on national fucking Facebook.
All on national Facebook.
You know how good of an actor Will Smith is? He done been in 7 Pounds. He done been in, what's that movie everybody liked? The Pursuit of Happiness. Remember that motherfucker when he was strangling the dog in I Am Legend and crying because he had to kill his only friend in the world? You ain't never seen him that sad before, except on Red Table Talk. That motherfucker was depressed.
Oh, damn.
Think about it. Have you seen the Red Table Talk image of him crying and just trying to hold
it's
that
a
shit?
Meme.
Hey, I want to say this about that.
You like Naruto. Motherfucker pain.
Hold up. I want to talk about that fucking meme that went around and shit like that about Will, you know what I'm saying, crying like that. I don't know who you are, but if you think that's funny to make fun of somebody who, you know what I'm saying, got betrayed like that by his fucking wife, you a sick individual, because that shit, you know what I'm saying, was fucked up. That shit was fucked up.
Yeah, and you know what's even more fucked up? Making a fucking song about it, because she put it out there like that.
She didn't make the song. That nigga August made the song.
Yeah.
I know. But what you gonna do? Like, let's be real. On the surface, Will Smith is one of the most pristine actors ever. No affair.
Maybe he's an asshole in real life, though.
Oh, absolutely. I've seen him slap
motherfuckers. I don't know. He might be an asshole. Yeah. I ain't never met him.
But either, so you know what I mean? Like, they are actors. They get paid to, you know, saying make people perceive them in a certain image. You know what I mean?
They get paid to play make believe. That's what actors do.
They are paid liars.
Okay, so first of all, just because she was over there playing house with August, don't mean we get to ignore that. Okay. No.
By all means, like I just said, what she did was fucked up.
Right.
And it was foul as fuck. And anybody that wanted to make fun of this man for fucking breaking down after hearing his wife fucking cheated on him with a fucking younger man, you know what I'm saying? Like making memes about it and shit like that. Y'all some fucked up individuals too.
And have you looked at him? Have you seen how he treats Jada now? You wouldn't have never known it happened. They're still a strong couple. If you saw in the video, he was laughing with her. They was cool. They was joking.
Yeah, because by the time of the interview, they had already got past it.
Yeah.
For the most part. You know. Right. Yeah, it still came out. His emotions still came out. But because, you know, reliving it. You could tell he was reliving it, but they had already got past it.
Exactly. Because he's an actor, remember, you know what I'm saying? So he can act like that shit ain't bothering him all day long, you know what I'm saying? But then on that Red Table Talk, you know, hearing about it the first fucking time and shit like that, you can see him trying to bottle those emotions up, and wasn't possible.
I don't think he heard about it. That was the first time he heard about it. I think they had already talked about it, and then bringing it up brought those emotions back.
Yeah.
And
it's because she called it a fucking entanglement. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's when he was like, bitch, an entanglement?
Right. Right. And can you imagine y'all be like, have a nice date? Y'all just go to the red carpet. Y'all come leave there and y'all be like, yeah, man, go ahead and turn on the radio. All right, man, we're going to throw back some August the Steel or August some Entanglement. Let's go ahead and play it on the radio. Now, everybody got to listen to how some. Ooh, I'm just saying. Look, don't condone violence. Don't condone cheating on your significant others. And if y'all work past it, by all means, do you. But the fact that you had an entanglement, the fact that you are a celebrity who's married with multiple kids with this man and saying, I'm still don't know how to love my husband. What did you do to this man? What did he do to deserve this?
Nigga, why are you so involved in that fucking relationship?
I'm trying not to get into this shit. You act
like your motherfucking ass sat up and had dinner with them while August was sitting there too. You know what I'm saying? Or something like, you know them personally. Like,
you ain't know. His last name is Smith. That's who we talking to right now. New Smith. That's who we talking to.
The third.
He is. I mean, damn, you'd have thought you fucking look, cheated on your ass.
Hey, yeah. you would think this motherfucker go to Sunday brunch with them and every damn thing. Like, for real. Like, he know them personally.
Look,
it's because of the Philly connection, that's
yeah,
all.
Yeah. It just, man, it's just, it bugs me. It just
how you gonna do me. Another brother from Philly like that?
Yeah, no not good. Like that. Yeah.
But you know, he's from West Philadelphia, born and raised, you know, on the playgrounds where he spent most of his days.
Right. Chilling out, maxing out, cooling out.
I think he was shooting some b-ball outside of the school.
You're right. When a couple of, when he was, what happened calling with the news, calling with it? Started making trouble in his neighborhood?
Got in one little fight and my mom's about to kill him.
Y'all dejected. Got in one little fight. Mom got scared. She said, what's she selling?
You moving with your auntie and uncle in LA. Yes. Hey, have y'all seen okay. Have y'all seen the new movie, show Bel Air?
The show? No, I haven't.
I've seen
it. I heard it was good though.
It's if you compare it to the actual Fresh Prince of Bel Air show, it's nothing like it.
Oh, yeah, it's completely different. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a drama.
Yeah, and so everybody got some shit going on with him. Everybody got some shit going on with him.
Is he still in Philly or is he actually in Bel Air?
No, he's in Bel Air. It's the premise of the show, just if it was a drama instead of a comp.
Yeah, Will Smith
It's Will Smith and Russell Westbrook. They the ones that produced it.
Mm-hmm. So one more time, what's Russell Westbrook?
Russell Westbrook. Okay. B-ball player.
Yeah, Russell
Westbrook.
Will Smith. Sometimes.
That's a fucking tongue twister.
He goes from Philly to Bel Air and lives with his aunt and uncle and his butler and his three cousins and everything like that. And everybody got some shit going on with him. Check it out. All right, y'all got anything else to say?
You know, I'm going to leave you guys with this. Remember, energy, emotions are energy in motion. And the better you have an understanding of what emotion that you're feeling, the better you can manage it. So please work on managing your emotions.
Yeah. Just to piggyback on Mel, man, you want to deal with these things in a straight line. You don't want all these things to get mixed or be in an entanglement.
This nigga. Oh my God.
My stomach is giving me emotions right now. I had to look at the camera. I'm hungry. I need to eat.
All right. To my man's Mailman and Duke, fellas, listen, I love you guys.
Love you too.
Love you too. Both of y'all. Keep shining out there.
Same here.
So, and to all listeners out there, you guys keep dreaming. Take care.